Hey everybody, it's Thursday, March 11th. Welcome into Morning Invest. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the only morning news show that's not run by corporate billionaires. If you want to support independent journalism and support our show, you can do so for free just by subscribing to the channel. That's one way to do it. Or grab our daily morning newsletter. Again, that's totally free. Just go to morninginvest.com and click on and put in your little email address right there. And you will be added to our list. It supports our show, keeps us doing what we're doing. Plus, you get an awesome newsletter first thing in the morning. So we thank you for your support of the show. All right, coming up on today's show, we have a stimulus finally. That's it. That's the whole show. See you later. No, we have a whole lot to get to with this. We're going to show into the nitty-gritty here, when we can expect checks, some of the reforms. There's a lot of questions, and we're going to try to give you as many answers as we can. So please get in your super chat questions, any chat questions today. We're going to answer your questions after we get to the news here in a moment. And then in our Keeping Them Honest segment, we're going to look at how, you know, jubilant these Democrats are about all of this. But there is one major flaw in this bill, and we're going to see if we can fix it. It has specifically to do with this child tax credit issue, and how the hardest and, you know, the neediest Americans still will not really reap the benefits of this. We'll show you the problem with it. And the Brits are laughing at our healthcare system. They probably didn't understand that, wow, we have television commercials for drug companies, and wow, Americans have to deal with this. They learned about it the hard way when they were watching the Meghan Markle Oprah interview the other night. And so the Brits are just up in arms, can't believe that the American healthcare system is as crazy as it actually is. It is indeed. So welcome into the show. I'm Clayton Morris. Grover is here hanging out somewhere around here. This is our old Grover cam. I'm kind of waiting to get the new one set up, but here's some file video I had to shoot because he's up and running around too much. David is here in the control booth, our producer extraordinaire. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm great. Just... you had about a 60 degree weather day yesterday, so I have a feeling that maybe the garage is going to happen this weekend. It's looking good.
I know everyone's like, is David really going to clean the garage? I don't know. He keeps saying he is. So we're
conditions.
All like, we need to get a camera set up and see if it's going to happen. You need to
conditions
shoot some
video are favorable.
Yeah, ask the magic eight ball. Hey, I got a question for you in our chat, and David, you can answer this too. Do you like nuts? Do you like nuts?
We actually use nuts.com.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
We get our black garlic
from them. Let me tell you about your black garlic you get from nuts.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What about in our chat? Anybody, do you guys like nuts? Do you guys like chocolate-covered peanuts? Chocolate-covered espresso beans? You know, one of my favorites is chocolate-covered pretzels. Well, I'm thrilled beyond thrilled today to tell you about our show sponsor, our friends at Nuts.com. So, Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. They have a variety, over 4,000 choices on their website, of high-quality, delicious snacks available, like white chocolate toffee cashews. I love those honey sesame sticks. But I absolutely love anything covered with chocolate that is salty inside, like the pretzels. And mm-hmm. So what's cool about Nuts.com is they're a family-run company, almost 100 years old. Almost 100 years old, these guys are. And they did something pretty amazing during the pandemic. I mean, they're in Newark, New Jersey. They took care of their employees. They went above and beyond. And I mean, it was really difficult for them for a while. I mean, they thought, man, oh my gosh, are we going to be, you know, have to go out of business? And they stood firm. The head of the company basically moved into the factory to work right alongside the workers, and to make sure that this company was taking care of its employees. And they gave out multiple bonuses to their employees for doing amazing work. They gave out all kinds of food to shelters and to hospitals. So I love these guys. They have 4,000 products, healthy kid family snacks, dried strawberries, trail mix, all the raw organic roasted salted candy nuts you could even imagine. Plus they have like the powders and stuff. So if you want to order like different flours and nut powders and things, they have gluten-free and vegan options. They're just absolutely delicious. Get some coffees, teas, all of that. So you can order it right to your front door. But here's how you're going to get Here's how you're going to get free shipping on your first order. You have to use this. You have to text this. You have to text 64,000. Okay. You have to text the word invest to 64,000 on your phone. Just pick up your phone and text invest to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. I love these guys. They're so delicious. Their pistachios are fantastic. So thanks to nuts.com for supporting our show. And I love that. I love that a company like stood by its employees like that. I love that it's a family-run company and they roast all of the nuts right there on site. It's pretty cool. Really, really cool. So thanks to nuts.com for their support. All right, let's dive into it, folks. It's stimulus day here around here at the Hacienda. Finally. I know many of you said, Clayton, are we ever going to see a stimulus? Do you actually think this is going to pass? Well, here was the scene just a few short hours ago at the floor of the House of Representatives. Watch it unfold. It's all quiet. Then Nancy speaks.
Vote. The yeas are 220. The nays are 211. The motion is adopted.
The applause.
Objection, a motion. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
She's lost her voice, too. So there it was. That was the scene. Nancy Pelosi confirming, and now it heads over to the president's desk for signature, and that's going to happen tomorrow. President Biden is expected to sign that bill tomorrow. It has to go through an enrollment process, and it has to be engrossed, and it has to be printed on like a special type of paper sent over to the White House for that signing ceremony tomorrow. President Biden is going to be speaking to the nation tonight. I'll give you a preview of that a little bit later in the show as well.
I love how they're clapping and there's, I mean, I understand that it is good that it passed, but they're clapping like they just accomplished so much. And it's just like a pittance of what they should have given people. Yet they're celebrating like they just totally helped us. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping us. And let's all pat everybody on the back. How good we did helping the American people during a global crisis with this $1,400 was supposed to be $2,000, but $1,400. And you know what I mean? Like it's good because people need it, but it's also, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, wow, look at us. We're the coolest. You know, and I see it's so funny to see because like I even had, if you read through like some of the tweet threads, like Andrew Yang tweeting this, you know, I'm so pumped for this bill. This $1.9 trillion bill will be lifeline for millions of Americans, starting with the $1,400 relief checks. Thank you to everyone who fought so hard to make this happen. We'll literally be a lifesaver many times over. Okay, so I read through his entire Twitter feed today to see the responses from New Yorkers and others, and they're like, get off your high horse, man. This is not a lifesaver many times over. This is way too late. I've already lost my home. I don't know how to pay for my medicines. The list is on and on.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like...
I don't want to diminish the fact that the size of this thing is huge, and there's so many pieces of this that will be helpful. But, you know, a lot of people think, yeah, this is a day late and perhaps a dollar short or many thousands of dollars short.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, hey, here you go. Now be quiet until, you know, be quiet. We helped you. Now go live your life and we'll do some other stuff in here and see if we can get you a little bit more.
Right. Well, we'll see what they do with the infrastructure bill and see if it's as substantial as this. It's interesting to see the mainstream media kind of paint this as transformative. Like this is like, again, front page of the New York Times and Drudge, like Biden gets a win. And if you read it today, it's even updated with new things as well. You hear even some progressive press, you know, the stimulus bill is a step towards aggressively fighting poverty. But I like this because at least Matt Bruning saying like, it's a step. And I think that's the best way to describe this. It's a step in the right direction, a step towards aggressively fighting poverty. But remember, zero Republicans voted for this thing. Zero. And so if it's a step towards reducing poverty in the United States. I mean, this never would have passed during the 1990s. When you had the New York Times out there in full force and the Washington Post telling every American, get off of welfare. We need to end welfare. Get off of welfare. I mean, the New York Times was running repeated opinion pieces and articles about, you know, we got to stop welfare. Now it's like things have turned around. We realize that, no, you know, not everyone has money. Not everyone is able to pay for food. And we need to be able to lift people up. And now maybe we're paying attention to when you look at Europe and you look at other countries around the world that actually take care of its citizens. You know, that's not socialism. That's just smart governance. It's not communism. It's smart governance. Bernie Sanders believes this is transformative.
This is the most significant legislation for working people that has been passed in decades. What this legislation does, Anderson, is it addresses a crisis that this country has ignored for too long. We have one of the highest rates of childhood poverty of any major country on earth. This legislation will expand the child tax credit and lower childhood poverty in America by up to 50%. Yeah, we're going to pay attention to the kids in America, many of whom are struggling for a variety of reasons. This legislation says that in the richest country in the history of the world, people should not be going hungry. In my community, Burlington, Vermont, a few months ago, hundreds of cars lined up for emergency food packages taking place all over this country. This legislation provides help so that when the moratorium on evictions ends, people will get assistance to stay in their homes, whether it's a rental unit or your own home. This legislation more than doubles funding for community health centers.
So Bernie Sanders thinks that this is transformative. And I, like I said, I think there's a lot to love about what passed. But there are some big holes in this. So I want to talk about one major flaw in this right now, and it's how the EITC and the child tax credit was reformed. So just to give you some context here on this, the maximum benefit under the previous EITC, the earned income tax credit, was increased from $543 up to $1,500. Eligibility from the EITC was expanded from ages 25 to up to 64 years old. Now you can start at 19 years old and go up. So that's a big change. The child tax credit was reformed in the following way. The maximum benefit has now been increased from $2,000 per child up to $3,600 per child below the age of six, and then it's $3,000 for children ages six and above. So that child tax credit benefit phase-in, which excluded the poorest children from the benefit, had been eliminated. And these reforms contain a major shift in America. In eliminating the CTC benefit phase-in, we finally have overcame this like 25 years of both parties thinking that very poor people in this country shouldn't get cash from their government. And this ends that debate, if only for like 1 year. But over at Jacobin and Matt Bruning, I mean, what he writes about is that this is a step in the right direction. This is a step in the right direction because the IRS right now is not set out to pay out these monthly benefits. It has relatively few customer-facing offices, as he writes. And is detached from a large share of poor kids because those kids' families do not file taxes. And he says the new CTC operates as a monthly advance payment of an annual benefit based on annual characteristics that cannot be known in advance. Needless to say, this design generates insane levels of complexity that were resolved in the final bill by creating an even more insanely complex safe harbor that only partially protects people who make errors trying to navigate the complexity created by the design in the first place. Basically, they've created even more complexity on this child tax credit. A monthly advance payment where the IRS is not set up to handle. They like, you know, they don't, as they point out, they don't even have like forward facing offices. I mean, can you just walk into an IRS center and get help? Good luck with that. So they need to do some real soul searching and figure this out because this could be a disaster. You know, as bad as the new CTC is, the new EITC is even worse because many Democrats spoke all kinds of at length and eloquently about the injustices of phasing in the CTC, right? So the idea is, let me paint a picture, and not to be too complex here, but just to give you an idea of why. Look in red here now. Okay. The child tax credit doesn't have a phase in. That means the poorest Americans making zero, making nothing, will now get a child tax credit. Nothing. Okay. That's a change. That's a change from where it used to be. But the earned income tax credit is still the same way. Basically, it phases in. So do you see that left side of your screen here? That means that those people who make nothing will get nothing under the earned income tax credit. And they're basically the exact same benefit. So as a result of this new decision, the new tax credit regime continues to exclude the poorest kids from these benefits. So only the poorest kids will receive $3,000 from the tax credit system, while kids with income that's right above the poverty line will receive twice that amount. They'll get $6,618. I mean, I don't know if you... Are you following me here? Like, just show of hands, yes. Let me know in the chat, yes, if I'm making sense on this. I think it's really important to understand this. And no one's talking about this. Okay? Because you're phasing in the EITC, it means that those people who are like slightly at the poverty line will get double the people that are in total poverty. So don't phase it in. Why are you phasing it in? This is what Mitt Romney was saying. Don't phase it in. Democrats got out-progressived by Mitt Romney. In his plan, it would have no phase in. So, you know, I don't mean to crap on this, but this is a huge mistake. I mean, how are you so keen on making sure that the red part of this, the child tax credit, is now phased in immediately? $0. Like, if you have no money, the child tax credit is phased in immediately. The earned income tax credit is phased in at about $10,000 in income, $12,000 in income, which makes no sense. Does it? I mean, unless I'm missing something. Evelyn Monroe says, no, I don't understand what you're saying. Okay, let me try this again, because I want you to understand this. You're not going to see this on CNN. You're not going to see this on MSNBC. They're going to be praising this thing like crazy, but I want you to understand why this is important, okay? Again, there's two types of new benefits, right? The earned income tax credit and the child tax credit. Well, they fixed the issue with the child tax credit. It used to phase in at around $10,000 or $11,000, $12,000 in income, right? And so those people that made zero got nothing. Now that phase in has been removed. Hallelujah. However, they still left it in for the earned income tax credit. Meaning if you don't have kids and you're poor, you're shafted. I mean, you're really screwed, right? So if you don't have kids and you're in this little triangle on the left side of your screen here at the zero mark, you have to, until you get $12,000, you won't get an earned income tax credit. That should have been eliminated. And Mitt Romney wanted to do that. But Democrats couldn't figure it out. Richard Wolff, economist. I love Richard Wolff. You know, he's talking about why capitalism is a, you know, failed system. As repeatedly, I mean, I love listening to him. One of the smartest guys in the world. He's talking about, like, most people don't understand that, like, you know, when we think about homeless shelters, I have to, let's throw out some stereotypes here. I'm going to ask you right now in the chat, like, how many people think of homeless shelters? You think of, like, I think we, maybe from movies or something like that, we automatically think of, like, the old guy, the old drunk, right? Who goes to homeless shelters. That's the person you think of when you think of a homeless shelter, right? It's the stereotypical movie I think that we think of, right? Well, listen to Richard Wolff explain who actually goes to homeless shelters in the United States.
Pandemic hit. Before the pandemic, one more statistic for you, actually two. Before the pandemic, families with children made up 70% of the population of shelters in New York State. That's right. Families with children are the typical shelter occupant already before the pandemic and the unemployment hit.
Did you guys know that? I didn't. No idea. That was before the pandemic hit. I saw someone in the chat just saying, I've lived in a shelter. I was pregnant living in a shelter. Jacqueline Juno says homeless people often avoid the shelters because in many cases they're violent. Man B, 1986, says, I live on a street next to a homeless shelter. Cape Cod has an insane homeless population. I didn't know that. I'll be honest with you. That's remarkable. And think about the proficiency of these children. Richard Wolff also talks about the proficiency of these children learning, like they're in, like from schooling and everything else. If they live in a shelter, they are just way down now. I mean, they are just set back years in learning if they have a shelter environment in which they're trying to learn in school. Just think about that. So child poverty, these people that have no money, that's why this needs to be fixed. That's why this piece needs to be. Again, Mitt Romney's plan, fix that, was better. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to be doing backflips and praising this. If you watch conservative media, they'll be telling you how we're in debt and we can't afford this. And liberal media is going to be all over this, praising Biden, showing pictures of him in sunglasses like he's the coolest guy in the world. And we're on Easy Street now. But that's why you come to my show, because we're not going to do that. We're going to give you the truth in all of this. And make sure that we're covering this fairly. We're not going to be doing these like Andrew Yang jumping up and down. I'm so pumped for this bill. Feeling it. $1.9 trillion. Lifeline for millions. Starting with $1,400 relief checks. Thank you to everyone who fought so hard to make this happen. It will literally be a lifesaver many times over.
Is that called trying to win favor with the Democratic Party?
It's got to be. I mean, look, you know, he went all in. I mean, you saw Andrew Yang, and I like Andrew Yang a lot. I think his push for universal basic income is, you know, really elevated that discussion. He did better than Kamala Harris in the primaries, for crying out loud. I mean, here's a progressive. Here's a guy who wants to make sure that we're taken care of. So, yes. But then during the campaign, after that, he was all over CNN. He was for Joe Biden. It was like something was off. You know, I couldn't quite wrap my head around what was going on there. But, you know, where was your support for Bernie Sanders? Where was the outrage? But I think that's, you know, when you become one of those corporate Democrats, it's kind of what ends up happening. But he's running for mayor of New York. We'll see. We'll see what he can do. We'll see if he can actually bring UBI to New York City. We'll see if he can do that. Get in your super chats now. I'll be answering some of your stimulus questions in a minute. So let's dive into what is in this bill, the bigger pieces of this bill, and look at the COVID relief bill in sort of line by line. Okay, so many of the questions you have are, you know, around the stimulus checks. When could we see those? President Joe Biden is expected to sign it, of course, tomorrow. And then the IRS has said that it'll begin sending those payments out to eligible households. So let's go through. I have a lot of notes here to go through. So as you know, single filers earning up to $75,000 will receive a check. Heads of households, $112,000 will receive a $1,400 check. And married couples earning up to $150,000 are eligible for $2,800 in stimulus. After that, there is a steep income phase out. The payments decrease to zero for single filers at $80,000 for heads of household, at $120,000 for married couples, and $160,000 adjusted gross income. Taxpayers will then receive the same amount for each dependent. So the $1,400 for each dependent. And adult dependents are included in this. So that's a big distinction from the last. And the phase out rate is not really uniform for this third round of direct payments. It's going to depend on a tax filer's status and a number of dependents based on that. So if you go to the Tax Foundation, I'll link it up in the show description so you can find out your specific family's phase out I'll make sure that we have that in there for you. It's taxfoundation.org. And they have a pretty nice breakdown of what your phase out of the income, like if you meet that threshold or not. So married couples with no dependents would also see a 28% phase out rate. And a couple with one dependent would see a 42% phase out rate. Again, go to taxfoundation.org and you can punch in your information based on your family status and see what your phase out rate would be. So who qualifies? Well, taxpayers must have a Social Security number to be eligible for a payment and meet the income requirements that were detailed above that we talked about in the show. Steeper income phase out reduces the number of taxpayers qualifying for this stimulus payment. So all dependents of eligible taxpayers will also receive a payment for the very first time. That includes millions of college students who didn't get it last time, disabled adults and elderly Americans, mixed status families also included this. Some members have Social Security numbers and some do not. So that means that they're also eligible for this because if they're in a mixed family status. And like the second stimulus payment, those who owe child support should not have any of their money withheld. I know that's been a big question for you, although I did see one woman last night writing in my chat saying, I hope my ex-husband, you know, he owes $20,000 in back child support. I hope that they're able to, you know, we're able to garnish some of that to be able. Unfortunately, in that situation, no, those who owe child support will not have any of their stimulus money withheld. Any of you have been asking about the tax year? The tax payments will be based on 2020 adjusted gross income. If a taxpayer has already filed tax returns for last year, okay? If not, then they will be based on your 2019 income. So again, it'll be based primarily on your 2020 tax returns, but if you haven't filed it yet, it'll be based on 2019. And depending on how you did this year compared to last year, you might want to hold off on submitting your tax returns because it's going to be based on that most recent tax return. I've been telling you about that for a few weeks now. One question you had is, are the payments taxed? Are these $1,400 stimulus checks, will you have to pay taxes on them? No, you will not. A question, how will payments be sent? That's a big question a lot of you had. The payments are going to be sent via direct deposit, okay? Just like the first two rounds were as well. And if the IRS doesn't have your direct deposit info, you may get a paper check or one of those prepaid debit cards in the mail. And I'm warning you. Do not throw out those credit cards, okay? There'll be a debit card. So many thousands of Americans threw them out because they thought they were a scam. That is a prepaid debit card that came from the government. So don't throw those things out. I know so many of you had questions I already saw this morning. You know, what do I do if I still haven't received the first or second payment yet? Well, the IRS has sent all of the first and second stimulus payments to Americans. So if you believe you are eligible but you didn't receive it, then you have to claim a recovery rebate credit with the IRS. You need to push that on your 2020 tax return. It's called the recovery rebate credit. Make sure that you put that on your tax return so you get credit on your taxes. You'll get it in the form of a refund when you file your taxes for 2020. Okay, line 30 of your 2020 tax return. Line number 30 of your 2020 tax return. Okay, so some big pieces there that you want to be aware of. And again, these stimulus checks should be coming out in the next. They should be coming out then within the next few weeks towards the end of the month. So again, I'd like to think about all of the monies that are going to be in this package, with the billions going to state and local governments, billions going to childcare, billions going to schools, billions going to reopen schools, internet access, vaccine distribution, and of course, stimulus checks, unemployment. You know, I do want to criticize, Democrats here on this too. I mean, why are we at $300 a week in unemployment assistance? When you passed $600 a week before, why are we at $300? When you didn't even have to work with Republicans on this. Again, that's one of my big pieces of criticism here. $300 a week is half of what we did before. Arguably, we're in a worse situation.
I wonder if the Democrats during the runoffs would have been like, you guys are going to get $1,400 checks within the first 50 days. Well, maybe like the 55th day, but vote Democrat and those $1,400 checks will go out in 50 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get $2,000 checks next week if you vote for these guys. Did that happen? No. No, they didn't. Well, but hey, funny, Wall Street's happy about it this morning.
Well, can I just, one more thing is like they completely blame the Republicans the whole time during this too. Like we're bringing the Republicans into the White House to have conversations with them and then bypass them anyway in the end. Like what? They could have done that right from the very beginning. Like they didn't have to go through this whole filibuster they did on us to even get this done.
Yeah. Well, it was a whole, like I said, it was a dog and pony show. Like yesterday I showed you that that picture where it was like Biden hugging Kamala and, you know, saying, hey, they all fell for the Senate parliamentarian trick. We did it. You know, it was just like a bait and switch. So, you know, those are the main pieces of the bill. I want to open it up now for any questions and answers. And remember, at the end of today's episode, you want to stick around because we are going to launch a new video, a premiere, and it's going to take you right there. You don't have to do anything. So as we end today's live stream in a few minutes, it's going to take you right to a new video. We're going to be talking about blockchain, how to make some money. There's one company I'm investing in right now. I want to show you that so you can see how to make some money. Anyway, you got to check that out in just a moment.
So, okay. Here we go. We got 12 new members. Denise Myers, new member. Lee Ann, $4.99. Thank you. Patricia Danko, $3. Darshell William Durr, new member. Welcome. I thought you were already a member, Darshell. Maybe you just re-upped it or something. Patricia Danko, $5. Thank you. Jennifer Miller, $5. $1,400 will debt collectors take it like the $1,200?
No. No, debt collection is off limits, so no debt collection can get access to your stimulus checks, and neither, as I mentioned before, back child support payments. That's not, they will not garnish back child support or debt, so you don't have to worry about that.
Bennett Wiley, Patricia Lofton, and Krista Hollingsworth, welcome new members. Jason Aubrey with a $2.99 super chat. Sani Garnett, $4.99. I heard the stimulus can be garnished for private debt, not government debt, because of the way it was passed. Is this true?
I think you just... I have not heard that. Yeah, I have not seen that private debt would have access to this. I mean, this was a big piece. This is what Democrats fought against in that first bill, that credit card companies, et cetera, would not have the ability to garnish this.
And then another $4.99 from Tweety02. Will debtors take the $1,400?
No.
A magnificent $4.99. Is the Fed moratorium extended with this bill?
Which moratorium? On evictions?
Probably evictions, I would assume.
No. The federal moratorium on evictions does not it has not been extended.
Joanna Mazer, $5. I have a friend who gets SSI and SSDI and had a baby 4 months ago. I told her I would ask you if she's eligible for the child tax credit thing.
Yes. Yes.
BK Dan, $2. Is there a boost in Social Security in it?
No.
Julio Andrade, $2.99. Expecting a baby this year, do we get child credit?
Yes. Yes.
Love, Light, yes, and Paranormal, $1.99. What's the possibility of a reoccurring stimulus?
Well, look, again, all eyes on this infrastructure package and $4 trillion infrastructure package. A number of senators have said that they are putting forth a $2,000 recurring stimulus as part of this infrastructure package. Look, let me just say, I think, you know, and I agree with Matt Bruning over at Jacobin when he said this, the stimulus step bill is a step towards aggressively fighting poverty. And it really is. Because when you change the child tax credit to phase in, no phase in now, so people that have $0 are going to be given a check. Like this is a huge reversal of like 25 years of Democrats and Republicans both wanting to not help anybody that doesn't have any money. So this is and make no mistake about it, Republicans, zero of them voted for this bill. Zero. So this is the first time I think progressives pushed on this. I'm encouraged that we have this child tax credit that's going to lift millions of children out of poverty. So the idea that we could actually see recurring stimulus checks as part of an infrastructure package is being talked about already by senators. It's not unheard of. And the fact that the White House is now going out and campaigning, I mean, the White House is now going out and they're going to be featuring what they did in this bill. They're going to be going door to door. They're going to be going town to town. Kamala Harris is already going to be heading out to Las Vegas for an appearance. President Biden is going to be speaking tonight on television in an address to the nation to talk about where we are in the COVID fight. He's going to talk about the infrastructure. He's going to talk about this bill. He's going to talk about infrastructure. Like, they're going all full FDR. Who would have thought we would have a Social Security program created under FDR because of the Great Depression? This is an opportunity for Democrats to reshape our society and help those people who are hurting, help those people that are, you know, in a situation as being, you know, at least among us right now, have nothing, don't even have, you know, living in homeless shelters. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll see recurring stimulus checks, but I am hopeful that something's going to happen in this infrastructure bill. And because of what we've seen in this $1.9 trillion package, there's reason to hope.
I just saw a comment from Penny West. Good morning, Clayton and David. I love your show. Wanted to let you know my granddaughter, who is 11 years old, loves your show. They are learning government in school. We watch together.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, nice to see you. Give my best to you and your teachers. So coming up in here in 10 minutes, we're going to premiere a new video and it's going to redirect. So if you're watching the live stream right now, when we end the live stream, it'll automatically take you over to our brand new video. I want to test this system out and I want to feature more of this type of content here on the channel and see if you guys like it, about different companies that I'm investing in personally, where I think the future, you know, where you should be putting your money, you know, whether it's in blockchain or crypto, away from this corrupt government system that I've been warning you about. The U.S. dollar.
Okay, we better fly through these things then. Brenda Salinas, new member. Ahmad's algorithm. What do you think about XRP, Ripple, or ADA?
I am an investor in a couple of those. So I personally, look, when you look at these altcoins, you look at Ripple, XRP, and the, you know, different blockchains, DeFi technologies. This is the future. That's what my next video is going to be about. So you got to stick around here in the next 10 minutes. I'm going to talk about DeFi. I'm going to talk about blockchain. If you don't know what it means, I'm going to give you a little bit of an education on those things. It's really important to understand. You've got big companies like Visa and MasterCard building out their own blockchain platforms. So this is the future, folks. And if you don't understand it, you're going to get left behind. And I don't want that to happen to you. So just take 8 more minutes and watch this video. I think it'll help clear up some stuff around what these platforms do.
BK Dan, $5. How can so many other YouTubers get away with posting videos about boosts in Social Security when it's not true?
Well, there's a slight boost in Social Security just on a cost of living increase. 1.3%, just the cost of living increase, but I don't know.
Robert Brenner, $5. I'm homeless right now, living on the streets of Las Vegas from the pandemic. When are the stimulus checks coming out?
Well, they should be coming out towards the end of the month. That's the goal. By the end of March is what we're hearing.
Jennifer DePaolo, $5. Do you think the stimulus checks will come out easier this time? I'm drowning and need it now.
I don't want to give you false hope. I'm hopeful that the IRS has now worked out a few of their kinks. They have your stuff on file. You've been able to file your taxes, so they have a lot of the information they didn't have a year ago. So I'm fingers crossed hoping that this does well this time.
Nicole Johnson, $1.99. What if you owe the IRS?
Again, according to the reports, IRS will not garnish your stimulus money. You will get a stimulus check, even if you owe back taxes. That was a big piece of this legislation. So you should not... you should not have that in there.
JMac, $25.69, $5. I have already received my refund this year. I had taxes taken out of my unemployment last year. Will I get a refund from the tax-free unemployment?
Um, Yes. Well, you have to file for that. So you remember, you get $10,200 credit. So make sure that whoever you're working with, if you didn't get it already, make sure that you file to get it through an amendment, or I don't want you to have to wait till next year to get it. So contact whoever did your taxes, or, you know, if you haven't done them yet, make sure that you file to get that reimbursement. But you're allowed to get up to $10,200 in tax-free unemployment benefits.
Bennett Willie, $2. What if you don't file for income taxes?
You'll still get a stimulus check, and you should probably get it first. Hopefully, if they have your address on file, and please go to the IRS website, go to irs.gov and go to the Get My Payment portal and put in your information. If you don't file income taxes and they don't have any information on you, or if they have like an old address from a few years ago and you're not living there anymore, please go there and give them your updated information.
David Allen, new member. Thank you. Shelly Say, $5. Can you claim the earned income credit increase if you've already filed your taxes and received the 534, et cetera, the first time? And how would I do that?
You mean the tax credit? Yeah, again, you'll have to talk with your tax advisor on that. If you've already filed your income taxes, you'll either get it. You can maybe do an amendment on your taxes. So you can do an amendment on your current taxes, or you'll have to wait till next year to get that refund. But either way, you'll get it. It's just a matter of how quickly and how inundated. I mean, the thing is, they rolled this out during tax season. So this is a nightmare for the IRS. You're right in the middle of people filing their taxes right now. And now they've got to, not only that, they've got to cut checks. Oh my God. I would not want to be working at the IRS right now.
I don't think I'd ever want to be working at the IRS. You ever see Stranger Than Fiction? You want to see that was a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
Michelle Edwards, $5. When you add the recovery rebate credit, it adds an additional 2 to 3 weeks of processing time. I'm in Jackson Hewitt employee.
Oh, okay. So when you add the rebate, say that again.
When you add the recovery rebate credit, it adds an additional 2 to 3 weeks of processing time.
Okay. And to be clear, the recovery rebate credit is if you didn't get the your COVID stimulus from the first or second, and you think that you qualified and you never got it. You're like, where did it go? Never showed up. So if you're filing your taxes, and what this person is saying from Jackson Hewitt, what was her name?
Michelle Edwards.
Michelle, thank you. Then it's going to add a few weeks of processing time through the IRS. But that's how you'll get your money. You're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. Thank you, Michelle, for that. Good to know.
Anthony Garman, $5. A lot of people won't look as hard for work at $600 a week. I think that's why it's at $300. Jeannie Murphy, new member, welcome.
I mean, that's the fear. And there was, to be fair, there was some evidence to that, to suggest that. I know Republicans jumped all over that.
Shy Gal, $499. What is the income cap and is there a limit on children? Asking for a coworker.
The income, it's $75,000 for a single filer. And the income cap then goes up to, it's $112,000 for heads of households and $150,000 for couples. So it'll phase out after that. Go to the, tell her to go to the taxfoundation.org, and put in her family situation. How old the kids are, how many people, dependents, because it's all based on those percentages. I can't give you one number because it's very complicated this time, actually. So taxfoundation.org is the website to go to. Much love to all of you. Okay, great. So we're going to end the stream right now. It's going to go to our premiere video.
We think
we're going to talk crypto. We're going to talk. Hopefully this will work. This is new technology from YouTube. So, all right. Thank you everyone for watching. Stay tuned because here is our brand new premiere video, and roll it.